Hey, way to tie it all together there, Gary D. Gardening and Valentine's Day and seeds and love and so on.
I didn't even catch that. Good, okay, I'll take the credit.
It is the time where you'd mentioned sowing seeds. We're a little late for tomatoes. Just get the starter plants, which...
Yeah.
It is fun to teach the kids from seed, but when you want to talk success ratio and bringing your cost per tomato down from $64, a $2
Well, and what are you going to do with 100 tomato plants? You know, it's easier to teach them from seeds that are big, easy to, you know, like squash seeds or, you know, the pumpkin seeds or, you know, beans or things that have a big seed. And then when they germinate, it's a big immature leaf coming up through the soil that I think anyway. And then, you know, you can put three squash seeds in a little hole and, you know, and end up actually just direct planting them right where you want to end up having them grow a lot easier than, you know, if you try and plant tomato seeds direct in the ground, you're going to have, you'd be a lot of thinning out there picking them out. So I don't know. That's just me. And you like to have maybe three or four varieties of tomatoes. So if you got to buy, you know, plant seeds for three or four different varieties, it's a lot more work than it needs to be, in my opinion. But that's, hey, just me. This gardening thing's supposed to be fun, not work.
That's right. And what variety of tomatoes for Arizona?
Well, if I was going to pick one tomato, it would be Celebrity. I still think it's tried and true. It's a decent eating tomato, heavy producer, not the biggest tomato out there as far as the size of the fruit, but it's just very dependable and has good flavor, and it's good tomato. Early Girl, if you want something that's just super successful, produces lots of fruit. The tomatoes themselves tend to be a little bit on the smaller side. You can't go wrong with Yellow Pear. Little tomatoes and just pop them right in their mouth off the vine. Yellow Pears just are fabulous. So that'd be three. Pearson is a great old variety if you can find them. They can be a little harder to find. I think it's a great variety. And then all of these heirlooms, almost all of them do pretty well, but there's some really funky ones, you know, green and yellow striped ones. And, you know, if you want to have fun with the kids and grow some weird looking tomatoes, there's some pretty neat ones there too. So, you know, I always tell people, if you ask 10 people what their favorite tomatoes are, you'll get 35 different answers, you know. So
I was told not to feed tomato plants to goats, that it's actually can be poisonous.
Well, the plant, tomato plant, is technically on the poisonous plant, yes.
Well,
I don't think anything hurt a goat, though.
I would say it certainly didn't hurt ours.
No.
I don't know if it was because it had died out, and I was just pulling out of the garden, and I threw it from over the fence to where the goats could get it, and it didn't hurt them. I don't know if it was fresh and green, but...
I just think they're pretty bulletproof and have an impervious gut to probably anything. But, you know, the tomato plant itself is technically poisonous. Now, just because it's poisonous, I don't know how much of that you got to eat either.
True.
You know, for a human to ingest, but don't recommend it. If you've ever just smelled even a tomato vine, they're pretty pungent. So I doubt it tastes very good.
True or false? Can you take a tomato stem with the little hairs on it, plant it in the ground, and grow another plant?
Cut a piece of tomato and make a cutting off a tomato plant and plant it?
Right.
Probably, because the little hairs. So one trick we always tell people, if you buy plants that are real big, tall, you can actually either dig a deep hole or lay them down in a trench and then bend the end of it up, and all of those little hairs will turn into roots. So yes, it would be true. You could start tomato plants from cuttings.
And the thing I still haven't been able to figure out is, how is that in the same plant family as something that's underground like a tomato? Because they actually have...
A potato, you mean? A potato
did
and
I,
tomato?
What did I say?
You said tomato.
Tomato, potato.
I knew where you were
potato,
going.
Potato, tomato. They have grafted
yes.
a plant that you grow your tomatoes above ground, yeah, and you grow your potatoes underground, and they call it French fries and ketchup plant.
Yeah, yeah, it's kind of clever. But they are in the same, they're in that nightshade.
That's what it is,
family.
The nightshade.
And so they are technically related, and so they can be grafted together. I think that's kind of a fun thing to think about.
Novelty.
I'm not sure how practical.
John, it is. Jennifer and I, at the Builder Show in Las Vegas, we found something for you.
Uh-oh.
We're going to try and secure one and get it delivered to your house so you can try it and let us know if it works. It's about half the size of an upright refrigerator, and it fits into the cabinets of your kitchen, and it's an indoor hydroponic garden. So you just, it's temperature and humidity controlled in there. You just open the door and you pick your basil, you pick your mint, you pick your rosemary, whatever it is you've got going in there. Absolutely, totally, 100%. And we were going to try and get one and try it. I said, well, no, let's give it to somebody that actually can grow something.
You know, and what a great idea if you lived in a high rise in Manhattan.
Oh, man.
Or someplace like that. That's pretty cool.
It is. It's really a cool thing.
Yeah.
They're $11,000.
Speaking of tomatoes costing $64, those tomatoes cost $6,400 a piece.
But if you were in a high rise and you didn't have to worry about,
you can afford to buy a high rise in Manhattan, you can afford $11,000.
Or like any kind of apartment where you don't have a lawn to take care of. Well, you can spend
finance that over 5 years.